morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Today we're going to be chatting a little bit about some of those spring flowers you may have in your yard and how to care for them once they have stopped blooming. First of all, daffodils, very common in gardens across Iowa and always a welcome sign of spring. But as the blooms start to fade, is it necessary to deadhead? Deadheading is the removal of spent flowers, and while many flowers, such as tulips, should be deadheaded immediately after flowering, it is not necessary to deadhead daffodils. The vigor will decline if tulips are not promptly deadheaded and the seed pods are allowed to develop. However, seed pod formation on daffodils has little impact on the plants. Some gardeners do like to deadhead daffodils because those spent flowers are not attractive. After flowering, daffodil foliage typically will persist for about 4 to 6 weeks and tends to get a little unkempt looking. However, it is best to leave this foliage alone and not tie or braid the leaves, as some folks do. Keep in mind that our leaves on daffodils are manufacturing food for the plant. We want to make sure that adequate amount of food are stored in the bulbs in order for the daffodils to bloom the following spring, and tying or braiding the foliage will reduce the leaf area exposed to sunlight, making them manufacture smaller amounts of food, therefore leaving them unprepared to have a full bloom the next year. Similarly, daffodil foliage should not be removed until it has turned brown and died. This may not be until late June or early July. And again, the reason for that is that the foliage of daffodils and other spring flowering bulbs is performing that vital function of manufacturing food for the bulbs. So even though the flowers are gone, the leaves are still working. If you remove the plant foliage early, it reduces the plant vigor and bulb size, resulting in fewer flowers the next spring. If you wait and let the leaves turn brown, they can be safely cut off at ground level and discarded. If you're wanting to move your bulbs, new daffodils can be dug up and replanted as soon as the foliage dies back in early summer and turns brown. They can also be dug up and replanted in the fall around October. If you would like to move them in the fall, make sure to mark the site when the foliage is present so the bulbs can be located in October. And while moving, keep in mind that they should be planted in a well-drained area, full sun, so at least 6 hours of sun per day. Similarly, bearded iris, also a popular landscape flower and among the most elegant and easy to grow flowers of spring. If you are having difficulty getting your bearded iris to bloom, there's a couple things you could look at. First of all, your bearded iris may need to be divided. Bearded iris in the garden should be divided every 3 to 5 years as the plants will quickly become overcrowded and not bloom well. July or August is the best time to dig, divide, and transplant bearded irises, so if your iris did not bloom well this year, you may want to make plans to divide them as we get later in the summer. If that's not the case, you might also want to look at your planting location. A lack of sunlight could be another possibility. Bearded iris perform best in full sun, so plants need to at least 6 hours of direct sun per day for ideal flowering conditions. Plants in partial shade may not bloom well and should be transplanted to a sunny site. Once your bearded iris are done blooming, you do want to go ahead and remove those spent flowers, as it will improve the appearance of plants and prevent that seed pod formation that may make them a little weaker. Bearded iris don't require much care other than that during the summer months. And again, in the late fall and early spring, you can remove the dead foliage to help control some disease problems. And once again, they do recommend that to prevent overcrowding, they are divided every 3 to 5 years in late summer. And finally, if you have grasses in your iris bed, the best way to control annual grass is by hand pulling it out. If you have perennial grasses, such as quack grass, they are much more difficult to control. You can try moving and digging those up, but they will require constant attention. Herbicide options are a little limited. You can try a product containing flausifop P, such as Ortho Grass Begone Garden Grass Killer, that will kill your weedy grasses without harming your iris or other ornamentals. Or you can try a non-selective herbicide, such as glyphosate, which we find in Roundup or other products. You want to be careful with this because your glyphosate should be selectively applied only to the grass foliage, possibly using a foam-type paintbrush, and should not touch the irises as it will kill them. For more information on all questions, lawn and garden, you can check out the Iowa State University Extension Horticulture Frequently Asked Questions website, or also find their weekly columns on the ISU Extension website. For information on upcoming events and resources here in Cass County, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime on our website or Facebook page, or stop by the Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.